McKenzie here on Radio Now. Thanks so much for checking us out, making us a part of your day. Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram. It's Joe and McKenzie. So did you go to the dentist and get your teeth cleaned or what? I mean, you were talking about it, but...
It's like a two-part deal at this dental spa. So I went for 2 hours. I got like an analysis type deal, and then I go today and get my teeth cleaned. But I will tell you, I was so adamant about intricately cleaning my teeth because I wanted them to be pristine before I went for a cleaning, which makes no sense and is super stupid. I get it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about what you're saying and...
Well, it's just like, okay, like before the cleaning lady comes, perhaps, if you have a cleaning lady, do you pre-clean? Like my mom will do that. And I'm always like, Mom, you have someone coming to help you with your house. Why are you like cleaning before the cleaning lady comes?
Only time I do that, and I do it, is because Lindsay's, we need to clean up before she comes over. I'm like, listen, we do a cleaning lady twice a month. It's a hell of a deal. And that's the only reason we even do it. It's to help Lindsay out. And plus, I don't do a good job cleaning. But I don't understand why people do things like if they're going to already be done. Like if I'm going to the dentist, like I'm going to eat lunch. I'm not going to go brush my teeth before I go see the dentist that day.
So you don't brush your teeth before you go to the dentist?
No, not the day of. No, they have all the tools to actually like I'm saying eat lunch. If I have a 2 o'clock dentist appointment and I eat lunch between like 11 or 12 that day, I'm not going to go home like, oh, I better make sure I get all the roast beef out of my teeth. Like they'll do that. They're cleaning it.
I feel so bad for them.
That's their job.
Don't you feel like they're going to like judge you?
No, I actually have all my teeth. That's probably more than a lot of people. And my breath is not, I don't know. My breath is not that bad. Now, if I have coffee, maybe, but.
I'm sure they've seen the worst of the worst. That's true.
You can't lie to them, though. Like, if you don't floss your teeth, even if you brush your teeth, like, you really need to floss because that makes a big difference. And I've had it before, too. It's like, oh, somebody has been flossing. I'm like, oh, really? You sure I haven't been? They're like, yeah, you haven't been flossing.
They can tell.
I always just lie to them about the flossing thing. They go, do you floss? I go, yes. They're like, oh, it doesn't look like it. I'm like, I do. I just feel like they're going to judge me. I feel like they're going to judge me if I say, no, I don't. But right. I'm the same. I brush my teeth before I go to the dentist. My mom would make us. We would have to when we were kids. We're like, why do we have to do this? Like, they're going to clean our teeth. Mm-hmm. And just like, guys, you don't want any junk in there. You want a fresh breath. You know, it's just like
but
a
that's
courtesy.
What they do. That's what
that's
they
a
do.
Courtesy to them. And then my mom would always make us clean the house before the cleaning lady would come. My mom would always be like, you guys, like, pick up in your room, pick up around the house. She would just, and it's not, the cleaning ladies were there to, you know, like, vacuum, dust, like, wipe things
down. Just the basics.
Exactly. Deep clean. But they can't do that if there's, like, junk in the way. So my mom just wanted us to pick up. It wasn't necessarily, like, cleaning.
So everyone does do this. So it's not crazy. I was getting a bunch of, like, flack for it.
No, but here's the thing. It is crazy. I'm just admitting, like, I don't know. I think this is a woman thing. I'm being dead serious. Like, I as a guy in the house wouldn't do this. My wife makes me do these things.
Which is so shocking because you always say that you don't like how sometimes your wife will have clutter.
Oh,
and
I hate
it
clutter.
You,
but then
you don't care for their clutter for their... For the cleaning lady?
No, but no. I don't like the clutter, but eventually, Liv, it's called giving up in a marriage or a relationship. I don't know. You realize that you're not going to change the person and you could try to adapt to it or you can get divorced. Right now, I'm at the point where I've adapted because the divorce costs a lot more than that. But no, do I like it? No, I'm not like a white glove guy where I'm like, dust, what is this? But just like piles of stuff here and there. Oh, I can't stand that. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
What am I going
to
do?
My mom would wash her hair, like do her hair before she went to go get her hair done.
What? No.
Okay.
Now that's crazy.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.